This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We'll be there election night. I will join Adam Carter, Blois Olson, and a number of others. Dave Harrigan has made it clear he will not be a part of it. Does not care about America, does not care about the Constitution. He'll be home sleeping and will not be part of our election coverage. We'll start 8 that night, and I have no idea how late we're going to go, because don't you think the chances are very strong that, let's say, we stay on until 2. I think the Trump-Hillary one, I think we left like 3:34, something like that. We're not going to have a winner, are we? That night, we'll still have the mail-in ballots. That'll still play a big part in some of the swing states, wouldn't you expect?
I actually see it quite differently. I think we'll have a winner by about 10, 11 o'clock, and the concession speech will come, and everyone will be very happy with the way it works out, and America will move along peacefully.
Oh, yeah.
Everything
together, right?
Yep.
We'll all agree. A couple quick stories, and I want to get to this substitute teacher in this awful situation. Don't forget, St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter is going to join us. Melvin basically saying to the voters, I don't care what you do. You're not doing enough on child care. So pretty interesting philosophical discussion. About apparently Melvin's saying he's going to let perfect be the enemy of good or some progress. And are you okay with this just because you agree philosophically with Melvin Carter? Our friend Judd Zolgat, an hour ago. I remain baffled about the disappearance of Stribby. This is Jay Zolgat on the Twitter machine. I remain baffled about the disappearance of Stribby as the Star Tribune mascot. Introduced in the state fair and not heard from since. I'm now subscribing to the website and paper. Would very much like a picture with Stribby. Can we make this happen? What did happen with that goofy looking mascot? I mean, kidnapped?
You know, the timing on this couldn't be more impeccable.
Oh,
guess who I saw on the streets of Minneapolis while walking to the WCCO building this morning?
Stribby?
Stribby the gray duck. Stribby, I will say, was not moving well. I saw Stribby going
Does
down
Stribby
a couple...
Stribby have an injury?
Stribby had to go down a couple steps and was definitely getting some assistance from Stribby's handler.
What happened to Stribby?
It could be an ACL.
Could be an ACL.
Could be an Achilles, MCL. You know, everything's in play. Patellar tendon kind of thing.
Wow. I've suggested this for years. WCCO Radio should have a mascot. Why not?
What would we name the mascot?
Real. Because we're real radio.
Yeah. We couldn't have the Good Neighbor?
Could. To me, that's too old. Although Real is also 50 years old, too. I don't know. Would we, listen, we're frugal, we're cheap here. I worry if we had a mascot, we'd each have to volunteer like once a week to be the mascot at various events.
I'd volunteer twice a week.
Okay, good. You could take my shift. KOC, we're all drinking the Kevin O'Connell Kool-Aid right now, aren't we?
We should. 5-0.
5-0. 13-4 the first year. Looks a little bit like young Bud. He's a much, much better interview than he was early on. Early on, he gave you nothing. He certainly gave you pretty good stuff. We love the in-locker room speech. Good-looking guy, family guy. I'm done with him, though, because another picture today where he's outside wearing a vest. Doesn't respect our arms.
Mm-mm.
He just doesn't.
No. He's a core
guy. If I'm the Wilfs, I would fire him today. Well, I give an ultimatum. Either put on a real jacket or, you know, go back to San Diego. The vest is one of the dumbest inventions of all time. And here he is, the cutting edge guy. The guy guys want to hang with, women definitely want to hang with. He's 5-0. He says all the right things. He's got the self-deprecating down. Shows up, but he's got a vest on. Bud didn't. Did Bud wear a vest?
No.
Never. Belichick kind of wore a vest, didn't he, when he would cut up the sweatshirt so horribly he was trying to make a vest.
Well, he kept it like short sleeve length, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not. That's very different. That's very different than the vest.
I'm about to go outside for a little bit after this show. I'm not going to wear a vest.
No, you wouldn't be seen wearing a vest.
No, I would not. I would not. you want to hear about one of the worst stories? I saw this late yesterday. The former owner of a dog, okay? First of all, you get worried when you just hear those words right away, right, Dave?
Yeah.
The former owner of a dog. This dog was left tied to a post off a Florida highway in floodwaters, has been arrested for animal cruelty.
Mm.
The dog was found up to the dog's chest off Interstate 75, which is a massive highway. That's 35. It's that link, right? The state trooper rescued the dog, now known as Trooper. They shared a video, and the video said, with the caption, "Do not do this to your pets, please." Who in the bleep, outside of a sick, demented, awful, disgusting human being, would do this?
Well, I saw the story, and well, I should say, I saw the headline and a photo, and that's as far as I could go. Because I got the gist of it with just the headline and the photo. Is there any way to give maybe the benefit of the doubt?
No.
Saying
no. He was arrested, Giovanni Aldama Garcia, aggravated animal cruelty. State attorney says, "We take this crime very seriously, and the defendant will face consequences of the action." The Leon County Animal Shelter, which had possession of the dog, contacted the individual. He reportedly told the shelter, "If the current foster will take good care and love the dog, he will surrender ownership." He filled out the required paperwork to surrender ownership. DeSantis even got involved, and he said this, the governor said, "We said at the time, you just don't tie up a dog and have them out there by a storm. Totally unacceptable. We're going to hold you accountable. We said you'd be held accountable, and you will be." Good. I'm not kidding. 5 years in prison. I'm not kidding at all. That you were going to torture and drown a dog, let alone your dog? I'm sorry, when the weather is horrifying as that, and you have pets, They're coming with the most. If all of a sudden it's a drowning situation and you can't save them all, I got it. But come on, Dave, tying a dog to a post when Milton's coming in? I mean, I don't know. You want to try to give him grace? I can't do that at all.
The only thought I had is if he had no way of bringing the dog with him and he realizes he's got to get out of town and you don't want to leave the dog in the home alone if you think that, you know, the home might not be there when you get back, is if he thought, hey, the best idea is to tie up the dog where somebody will see it and hopefully save the dog, which I am not saying is a good idea.
Sounds like you're okay with it.
It is not what I'm saying, Chad. I'm saying that is a horrible
put that
idea.
On the headline. Put that on your little tweet. Mm-hmm. Dave's
nope.
Okay
nope.
with leaving
nope.
dogs
not
tied to a
that.
Post to drown.
Didn't say that. Said it's a horrible idea. That's the only thought I had other than, you know, this is incredible animal cruelty that perhaps he made such a interestingly befuddling, terrible decision to think this was the best choice.
And yet a 10-year-old can steal a car at gunpoint and get sent home to their parents. Yeah, we've ripped that too. Here in Richfield last week, a dog was discovered in the Woodlake Nature Center, tied to a post, abandoned. Another text, I would tie people I know to a pole and leave them before I would do that to my dog. Yeah, I'm glad you can judge people in a time of crisis. Maybe they weren't thinking straight. That's what I mean by WC so full of blank. Yeah. I've never, outside of a mental health crisis, this texter must not care about animals. Because if your move is to tie a dog to a post, when at the time people were projecting this as one of the worst storms in history, and you somehow want to defend that, I think that's awful. So, congrats. My pets are like my children. I wouldn't tie either one to a fence. Somebody's talking about the lynx. We've talked about the lynx a lot. We've had Sloan on. We've had Collar on. We've had Waylon on. We talked about it with Chip. We talked about it like a lot. Guess who's on tomorrow? Jim Peterson to talk about the game. We'll probably have Waylon on again too. So, yeah, we've talked about the lynx quite a bit on this show. This bizarre story about a substitute teacher and a reenactment. Let's get to that in a matter of moments on the Home of the Twins, CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is your area, Dave Harrigan, the South Washington County schools. Where that is sub. It happens. Sub's not banned. After investigation showed that he reenacted police actions resulted in the death of George Floyd. Mimicked holding up a gun, pointed at students, stated that police brutality is not real, told sexist jokes, engaged in inappropriate and racially harmful behavior during multiple classes. Students reported the unnamed teacher said he wanted them to know about his life as a police officer. On Monday of the week, the teacher put a student on the ground. The teacher, by the way, is not a police officer in Minnesota. The teacher, according to the Tripp story, also reportedly twisted a student's arm behind their back, showed pressure points on the chin and face. The teacher then spoke in disturbing detail about dead bodies he had seen, shared explicit details about two sexual assault cases he investigated, and made more racially harmful comments. The principal said the school has called something called Teachers on Call, a company that provides substitute teachers for the area, to ensure the teachers does not fill any future vacancies in the district. Tripp called, has not heard. I mean, if you're talking about major events in the appropriate classes, sure. I get it. Has to be the appropriate class. Now, an English class, I'm not sure how we're going there, right? And then we're going to this level of demonstrations and words of a racist nature and assault. How did this person get to a point where he was available from Teachers on Call? We say this all the time about professions. When you have millions, thousands, hundreds, you're going to have some people who are very good, some that are okay, and some that are atrocious. And too quickly, as we know, Dave, if you point this out, all of a sudden it turns out you're a teacher hater, you're a police hater, you're a media hater, whatever it might be. Unless this behavior came absolutely out of nowhere, I want to question the agency that hired him. And unless, again, kind of like the dog situation, unless there's some mental health part of this that we don't know about, indefensible isn't strong enough.
It seems like it would take a lot less than all the things you described to have a district say,
talk about George Floyd.
Just to have the district say, we don't need you. You know, we've got the George Floyd demonstration. We've got sexist jokes. We've got, you know, racism. We've got describing
twisting the arm.
Yeah, twisting arms, describing dead bodies you've seen in detail. You're just a sub. Roll the movie and then dismiss the kids.
Yeah,
that's what your job is.
Sounds like you're hating all substitute teachers.
No, I'm saying, come on. If you're a sub in, you know, elementary school, you've got the kids all day, you got to do some real work. Let's be honest. If we're talking middle school, high school, you got the kids for an hour, hour and a half. All right, regular teacher, get that sub a movie or something like that. They're not doing real instruction. Come on. You've had subs before.
Sophomore and senior classes. At what point do you think either class started realizing, what are we doing right now? Pretty quick, don't you think?
I would think around the time that his knee was on somebody's back or neck.
Yeah. Seems like that would be a point. Still, a number of other questions. I mean, it's good that they're saying this person is done.
Yes.
I'm not sure that's bold, that's courageous in any way. But how did we arrive here in the first place? I hope you still see some good reporting on that part of it. The mayor of St. Paul, Melvin Carter, after traffic and weather, on News Talk 830, WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.